To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so this one's on me. I've been rolling my eyes, wringing my hands, being the old guy on the porch for a bit now when it comes to this 6-7 thing. I think we all have. We've all been kind of like, all right, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's not for me to get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's not. All right. Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
I saw this video this morning.
Oh, no.
I changed my mind. That's my, I think it's actually very cool that this happens. I think it makes you, anything that makes you smile, it's kind of hard to say, oh, I don't want to see that anymore, or it's run its course. So they had, I want to say 3,000 elementary school kids go to the Baylor game last night, women's game.
Yeah.
And they got to the point where, you know, the game was in hand, and one of the players, I forget her name, they'll say it here in the audio you're about to hear, I think, I got fouled on a three-pointer, and they had 64 points. And then this happened.
Here we go.
Rings are increasingly getting louder.
Here we go.
Listen to that.
Talia Scott.
Talia Scott.
6-7.
And if you could see the kids figure you saw, they're just like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
They're screaming at the tops of their lungs.
That kind
of
would have made me nervous if I was at the free throw line.
She was laughing.
That was a lot of pressure.
On her third free throw, she was laughing. The coach started doing that hand gesture thing. And I'm like, I've been kind of anti 6-7, if that is a thing. But I saw this. I'm like, you know what? These kids are having the times of their lives.
Of course.
There were writers there, and I saw some tweets in the comments section said, it's the loudest I've heard a women's game ever. Keep in mind, they've won national championships.
Yeah, that's Baylor. They in Baylor.
That's Baylor. Mm-hmm. They've won national championships, and writers who have been there said, that's the loudest I've ever heard that. You know what? I changed my mind. Just keep it going, especially like environments like this. That was just fun to watch.
I recently saw a video myself.
Yeah.
Of a teacher just walking into like not his class, just some other class, mm-hmm. opened the door, 6-7, and then just left. And the kids just lost their mind. And it's like, for at least myself, a Figgy, I'm trying to think of what it would be for you mm-hmm. in your generation. I'm not saying that to make fun of you or anything. I just don't know. If like some teacher just walked into our class and like, these nuts, and left, we'd have lost our minds.
Yeah.
Every generation has one of these, just one of these nonsensical things that kids laugh at. It's not for me to understand it. It's just as long as they're having fun and they're not messing with anything.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah. I wonder, Lopez, you say you kind of down with this now. Are you still good with the word 6-7 being in the dictionary now?
No, because that's silly and it's wrong.
You pushed it too far.
Yeah. But
you took it too far.
If you could see the looks on those, and you did, Figgy, the looks on those kids' faces, literally just jumping up and down. They were so excited. Players, coaches, everybody, the announcer on the scoreboard, they put a big, you know, message, sorry teachers, and everybody. I mean, it was an incredible environment.
Yeah. Unfortunately, In-N-Out Burger was tired of this stuff. Did you see what they did?
What?
They, you know, when you go to In-N-Out Burger, I don't know how many people go to In-N-Out Burger around here, but when you go, they give you
one?
Yeah, and Katie.
Yeah, it's two of them.
There's two of them?
Yeah, it's one in Stafford, I want to say, somewhere around there. Yeah. But If you go to In-N-Out Burger and you order inside, they give you the numbers, just like Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
They took out 6-7.
Yeah, no 67.
Yeah, they was tired of it, so they just skipped that number.
I just, like, I watched that, and I'm like, oh, boy, I'm going to roll my eyes here. And I was, like, just smiling the whole time. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
All right. Goodness gracious. Why is my brain? Oh, so yesterday, while I was watching Frontline being a dork, and not just yesterday, honestly, all week, I've been trying to, like, do an analysis because people have asked and we've thought about it of how the Texans' defense compares to other great defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to admit, I can't do it. Like, I've been trying to, like,
work the numbers.
Dude, well, just first and foremost is that we already don't have great defensive numbers that we feel are, like,
mm-hmm.
that tell us enough of the story. And then you compare that, to try and compare that across eras,
yeah,
it's damn near impossible.
That's the key thing, isn't it? The eras.
Dude, it's so hard.
Yeah.
So there's that. And I think the secondary part of this that actually makes me not, like, able to do it really, there's enough numbers that mm-hmm. that make me go, actually, the Texans aren't the best defense even right now, that I'm just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, but hold that thought. I think when we look at the, you know, the 2000 Ravens, or was it 2001, whatever it was, Ravens defense or some of those, I don't care about the numbers.
Right.
I know what I saw.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so it's let's judge the Texans that way. I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
This is a great defense.
And I'm sure everybody that played the Houston Texans will be like, like, forget all them numbers and PFF stats.
You just had to be there. You just had to feel it.
I played against them.
Yeah.
That's going to be something they probably tell their grandchildren.
Yeah. So I think
that 2025 defense,
If things go great for this team the rest of the way, I think we're still going to be sitting here going, because we know how it'll happen, that's one of the greatest defenses ever. Screw the numbers.
And you know what's fun about that? I think that that's more fun. Like, as much as I am the dude on the show who's like, oh, Reggie mm-hmm. going to get some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do really appreciate the space for, now this is just when we're going to have to talk out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I feel like defense, particular across eras, is one of those things that you just kind of have to talk out. So I know some people are like, hey, Reggie, can you do this? The answer is apparently no.
Yeah.
But I am excited to have the conversations in a decade and be like, this defense don't compare to the Texas 2025. Nah, you don't understand. Them boys is tough.
Yeah, I like those type of conversations, though, because even now when people try to bring up, like, talking about the NBA, people tried to bring up the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, they wasn't really scoring that much and all that. They're like, nah, man, yeah,
you gotta see it.
You had to be there to watch.
Yeah.
Like, don't just look at, oh, they only scored 95 points a game and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And,
no.
Like, nah, man, that was a damn good team, man. Yeah. That was a damn good team.
There are certain circumstances where you're like, you tell me the numbers all you want, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got to confess, I've been kind of irritated all day today.
Oh, really?
So, I'm going to bring up a little work situation that's been going on, honestly, for a few months, probably a longer than that, to be honest.
Uh-oh.
So, I feel like I'm the only one around here that put paper in the printer.
Oh, no.
Every time I ready to print something, you know, I usually print a little cut sheet for you guys.
Right.
And every time I go to print something and say out of the paper, I'm the one that's putting the paper in the printer.
And this is every day.
Man. Yeah, it felt like it's every day. I did it twice this week.
Man.
So I went over there again, and mind you, I'm trying to hurry up and get to the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me print this out. I'm like, damn, no paper. Mm-hmm. So it's no paper over there. So I took some paper out of a printer, another printer, to, you know, put the, so I could get my stuff.
Yeah.
But I had to rush over here so I could do the show. Yeah. It was like during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back over there. I guess whatever somebody printed, it printed the rest of it.
Oh.
And so I'm like, damn, out of paper again. So I'm like, let me put this paper back in there. And then I had to run back over here to do the show. And I'm like, I get it during the break. Went back over there. Somebody printed something else.
Oh, they're taking advantage.
Yeah. So I'm like, why is y'all not putting the paper in the damn printer? So I had to go around the corner, get a pack of paper to put it in there. I still ain't get a chance to go back over.
So you're all over the floor doing all the printer work. And to explain the way that our office is situated, people aren't here all the time. Like there's some remote, you know, split here. And yet and still, people are using up all this paper. And I just imagine, what are they using all this paper for?
And then,
that's a great question.
And then the thing is, whenever you run out of paper, I'm sure somebody had to go over there to get their stuff.
They know it's out.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, man, like, now when I put the paper in there, now the rest of their 50 pages are printing.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, you ain't realize it was out of paper?
Of course they did. They absolutely realized.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only person putting paper in this printer, man.
Well, that's one of those office things that I know a lot of our listeners can relate to. Like, they expect me to do this, and then, you know, not that it's not your job, but you shouldn't have to do it all the time.
I don't mind doing it. Look, I don't mind doing it. It is what it is with it. But just today, man, I'm like, I'm just trying to pick one piece of paper.
One.
Yes. To the point, I put like maybe 5 sheets of paper in there just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Went back over there. I'm like, dang, my stuff still didn't print. So I'm like, man, I keep going back and forth. I'm kind of getting a little irritated.
T-Mill would like to clear his own name. He said, while he has not added printer paper, he also hasn't printed anything in 2 years. So he wants to absolve himself
of responsibility. I think I might head towards that way where I'm just saying, screw it. I know y'all use the paper and stuff like that, but for my personal use, I'm going to just say screw it, man. I'm tired of going
through it. I'm curious who printed the 50 pages, because that's your culprit right there.
I mean, it had to be a salesperson.
I think he'll do it.
Yeah, we need to do some forensic investigations to find out who's using up all this
And then the thing is, when they print it, it's just like they leave it. And it's not like I'm coming over there to grab it real quick and realize it's no paper, so let me put some paper in there. They just leave it.
The old Jack LaLanne, set it and forget it.
Yeah, so now when I put more paper in there, now the rest of their stuff is printing.
Oh, somebody says, is it Trevor? Trayer says, you can delete other people's print jobs before you put the paper in.
Ooh, see, now Fig, is that my responsibility?
Now Fig has to do like engineering.
Yeah, so now I got to go in here, go hit properties and all this stuff on the computer. Now I got to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I'm sick of that. I'm just trying to print one thing.
I'm generally against snitching because, you know, life.
Snitching.
I kind of want to find out and snitch on this person.
I do.
I kind of do.
Find out too.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it don't even matter at this point. But, man, I still didn't get my paper that I printed.
Oh,
still
really?
Still to this day.
Still?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there. If it's not over there, then I'm just chalk it as a loss.
Oh, no. All right, well, yeah, we got to get the paper bandit of Odyssey Houston. We got to bring them to justice. There you go. That's a little lunchtime confession.
Or at least add that to my checklist of things I do around here.
Figgy's gonna go in. I need a raise. Why? Because I'm always putting the paper in the printer.
Also, I do this. I refill the printer every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think it should work. It would work on Judge John Lopez. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I say that for a good reason. It's Wednesday. Let's do a little Judge John Lopez. Let's have Judge John decide whether or not we are on the right side of these different topics in sports. We'll do it next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.